Let us pray. Father, give us your living water always to drink. In Jesus' name, amen. Life lessons in the Virgin Mother we've been talking about, and the ones that we visited so far, simplicity, receptiveness, wisdom, and this morning we're going to touch on confidence. Confidence has all kinds of great synonyms to really get a sense of what it is indicating. Firmness, stoutness, free-spokenness, I like that one. Boldness, confident persuasion, and I like this hyphenated phrase, what stands underneath one, or the substratum. Good courage, trust. I may like trust best of all. My brother-in-law, Bob Odom, was a Methodist preacher in the 70s. Since then, he's moved into a pretty reformed camp, but he's still a great preacher, no matter which theological flag he's marching under at the time. And I heard him preach a sermon on trust in the 70s, and I've brought this up here before, but I think it's always good to revisit. T-R-U-S-T, the acronym, to rest upon sure things. To rest upon sure things. To trust. Mary had to have been a trusting person, a confident person with what she went through in her life. I know this is not an art class, but I got kind of fascinated this time around with the images of the Virgin Mother through history. This first one is a 4th century one, fairly recently discovered, I think, from the catacomb of St. Priscilla, very early with the Virgin Mother holding the infant. Another Tissot that I liked a lot, this 19th century French painter, is called the Holy Virgin in Old Age. And I think that this particular one sort of embodies one of the terms that's been used for the Virgin Mother of the Lord, Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady of Sorrows. She had many sorrows in her life. Think about the way it started out. The joy of a pregnancy, for sure, but it came in an unexpected way and with all kinds of difficulties that she had to face. She hightailed it out of town just as soon as she figured out she was pregnant and went to Elizabeth and stayed there apparently for a while. Then the birth taking place in not the best circumstances, long donkey ride, giving birth in an untidy environment. Then, before long, having to flee for their lives into Egypt. A lot of sorrows in her life, and eventually they would become more horrific as she saw her son tortured and killed. But another term I found for the Virgin Mother that different people use is Our Lady of Confidence. And this is a poster that from England. And the thing that's really interesting about this painting, and because it's not an art class, we'll not go to the Raphael, but whoever the poster artist was appropriated an image of the Virgin Mother and the infant Christ from a Raphael Renaissance painting. Confidence. Confidence. The story of Simeon has always fascinated me. A sword shall pierce your soul. That had to have been startling. It had to have probably hurt when she heard it, when she heard the old man say it. A sword shall pierce your soul. And I wonder if she thought at that time of the words of Isaiah, that he'll make my mouth like a sharp sword. And if you think about the exchanges between Jesus and his mother, the few that we have record of through the years, Those exchanges are kind of prickly. At 12 years old, when he stays behind at the temple and gets, they assume that he's among them in the crowd. And when his parents come back and they're saying, you know, what is going on here? And a 12-year-old is saying, didn't you realize I need to be about my father's business? Well, isn't your father's business carpentry or stone cutting or whatever the craft was? No, it was the house of God. And then eventually, we'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow, when she's trying to set him up for the first miracle, and he says, my time's not come yet. What do I have to do with you? Prickly, his mouth like a sharp sword, and we see that sword, image of that sword in the book of Revelation. Also from Isaiah, I wonder if this verse was precious to her. In rest and returning, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Just like her body had carried and protected the infant Christ, he would become her shield and defender. He would become her firmness, her stoutness, her free-spokenness, her substratum, her confidence, her trust, her sure things. Saturday, when we talked about receptivity, I mentioned three gardens: the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Agony, Gethsemane, and then the Garden of Despair. And Jerry Borchert came up to me after, and he said, you left off one of the most important gardens. Oh, I did, didn't I? Because it doesn't end in a tomb. It ends back in a verdant garden where the river of life is coursing right through the city, and the trees are growing in that verdant garden whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. In Jesus Christ, all the promises of God are yes and amen, and we can set our confidence in him and rest upon sure things. Please stand for the prayers.